fingertips stretched at length, gliding through the air, smooth against the heavy beat of the music. Necks stretched long and slender, and feet pattered on the floor, point shoes clicking. With thinly muscled legs and tiny waists, the girls in the old studio wove in and out of each other, jumping in time with the music. Shadows shifted over their white tutus and pink silk tights, their bodies reflected in the large mirror that hung on one side of the room. Dawn Hildegard tilted her head sideways, expelling a constricted breath. She stood off to the side, her loose gray dress drab in the room. Next to the girls, she was a goose surrounded by swans. She fiddled with the silk scarf around her neck and analyzed the girls more closely, checking for injuries. She zeroed in on the ballerina in the center of the room with her curls pinned tightly into her golden bun. Early morning sunlight filtered in through the tall windows in the corner, highlighting the soft bones of her face, her lashes long and dark. Color dotted the ballerina's cheeks from exertion, but she seemed to float through the room, dancing as if it were effortless. Rose Waterford was the prima in this company. No one touched her grace and extension. Even though the other girls in the company looked unearthly with their slender frames and porcelain skin, Rose exceeded them all. The Newport Gazette had called her poetry on air after her performance in Giselle last season. Dawn studied Rose more closely. She was favoring her right leg, a slight limp as she moved from position to position. Her feet must have been bothering her again. The ballet master, Caldwell, paced at the front of the class, tapping a wooden stick, yelling at the girls to stay in time with the music. His jaw was cut strong along the sides of his face, his dark hair a curly mop on his head. His open white shirt exposed his chest, sweat running down his bare skin. "Stop, stop!" Caldwell waved to the pianist, and the music ceased, the deep notes hanging in the air. He faced the girls head on. "A corps de ballet needs to be one. Like puppets on a string, you need to all move in sync. I expect perfection, and perfect is not what I'm getting." A single dark brow lifted as his eyes slid to Rose. "Except for you, Miss Waterford." Pink flushed Rose's cheeks, but she kept her head level. The girls around her shifted their weight, some sneaking a glance at her. "That's enough for now." Caldwell motioned for the girls to leave, his New York accent coming through. He'd only been the ballet master for about a month, but clearly had command over the girls. "We will resume rehearsals on stage tonight for Coppelia. Rose, if I could have a word." The room seemed to exhale at once, and the girls departed, grabbing their hand towels from the bars. They brushed past Dawn, their thin muscles flexing as they walked, their chatter drifting behind them. Dawn shifted out of the way, letting them by. She peeked at herself in the dusty mirror in front of her. She hated the way her eyes resembled two black bruises, as if she hadn't slept in a week. Her dark hair hung in tangles over her face, where the other girls kept their curls pinned tightly to their heads. The color of her stained dress matched her demeanor, muted against the morning light. She wasn't surprised she was sleep-deprived. Being Dr. Miller's assistant was an endless job, often calling her to visit patients' homes in the dead of night. She had shown up on the Browns' doorstep just after midnight to aid in Mrs. Brown's labor, twins, one of which was a breech delivery. The blood and screams still swirled inside her head, and she shivered. Of course, she was lucky to have the position at all, as it was rare for a woman to have such an apprenticeship. But the title ate through her core, sitting heavy in her stomach. It wasn't enough to be an apprentice. She wanted her own practice. She wanted freedom to heal, not just be the moral support. She closed her eyes for a moment, trying to breathe before peeking out. She would get what she wanted. Caldwell and Rose spoke quietly for a moment, Rose with her feet turned out, and Caldwell with his sweaty hair hanging over his forehead. He rubbed his chest as he spoke, a small smile on his lips. Dawn overheard words like exquisite and perfection, but Rose only nodded in response, conveying thanks. Caldwell lifted up a hand and brushed her cheek, and Rose's dark lashes fluttered down, stark against her pale skin.